While Squadron Leader Albert Fosdyke's war record grows daily more astounding, his unfortunate brother Tom languishes as a German prisoner of war. In far-off Manchester, Sir Joss's moment of triumph in recovering the incriminating Schmidt contract from Roger Ditchley and destroying it is short-lived when he discovers that his house is a sea of flames. He, Becky, and Victoria narrowly escape with their lives. But on realizing that the evil Ditchley is still trapped inside, Joss courageously returns to the Inferno to save him. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
Oh, Victoria, I pray your father will be all right. Oh, if he were to lose his life over that worthless creature.
The smoke is so thick I can barely see. But, oh, Mother, I think I can see a figure at the bedroom window.
Oh, Joss! Joss! I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, when you come out, bring my sewing basket.
Ditchley. Ditchley! Are you here? Ah, here's the master bedroom. Now, where's... what's this? An empty kerosene can? The old place stinks of it. This fire was started...
Deliberately. Ha! Of course it was, Fosdyke. While you were pouring your victory brandy, I was pouring the kerosene. My only intention was to destroy the house, but having you here is a bonus. Well, take...
Help me, Fosdyke! Help me! It was only a joke! Help! I'm much trapped in this ornamental commode!
I can't see, Ditchley. I can't breathe. Where are you? I've got to get out. Where's that window?
There's someone at the window.
It's your father. Joss, jump, Mother. There's nothing for him to jump into. And your bedroom's on the third floor.
Well, there's a much better view from there, Vicky. The back bedroom only looked onto the gasworks.
I'm going to have to jump. Where's the fire brigade with the blanket?
They say it's in the laundry, Dad!
Hang on, Joss! Jake Biggleswade, get that handcart of yours over to the curb and be quick about it.
Yes, my lady.
Right, Joss! Jump!
Oh, come back!
Joss, are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. Quick thinking, Becky.
Aye. And what better landing place for you than on 500 way to Grade A tribe?
Grade A, Becky? Do you realise what that would have fetched on the open market?
Ah, oh, well. The war's over for us lot.
It'll be over for everybody by the time we get off this train. How long have we been on here?
Well, the Jerry's gave me a crusty roll when we got on, and I've been carving a nick in it for each day.
That's good thinking, Jock. How long is it?
I don't know. I ate it last Friday.
It must be at least 10 days. We could be in Germany. Can anyone see out of the ventilator?
Do you mind? We're trying to play cards here.
Cards? We should be thinking of escape instead of wasting time fooling around with cards.
Ah, stuff you, boyo. Now let's see this hand. Ah,
didn't I?
Hey, he's right, lads. We should be concentrating on a plan.
Right, come on. Right, give us a leg up. There's no need for that, Pomeroy.
Oh, sorry, I'm sure.
Right, hang on. That's it. I think we... Of course.
So you know where we are?
Yes. We're in a tunnel now. Hang on, we're out again. There's a sign coming up. Berlin, 10 kilometres.
Berlin? Oh, I've got a friend in Berlin. You might have seen it.
Well, come up on the platform.
Hey, Jerry, where do we get something to eat?
When you arrive at the camp. Now, keep your mouth shut when you're talking to me. Right, son. Quick march.
Oh, that smell's making me twice as angry. Where's it coming from?
Oh, it's coming from that big factory over there. Schmidt's sauerkraut and swine flesh.
Oh, great, he must have made it.
Who?
That Schmidt fellow. He must have made that lovely smell.
Silence!
Well, now I'm in Germany, and so is Helmut. But how do we get together this time?
Here's your breakfast.
Morning, Victoria.
How are you feeling?
Fine. I feel guilty lying here in hospital with your mother running the tripe works. It's no job for a woman.
What nonsense, Father. Women can do most things a man can do, sometimes better than he can.
Oh, you're not starting that nonsense again, are you?
Yes, I am, Father. I feel so deeply about women's rights that I'm thinking of giving up nursing.
Oh, no.
I'm sick of just doing the menial tasks around the place. I'm going to go out into the world again to further the cause of women's rights.
And how does Dr. Boddington feel about this?
I don't know, Father. We've never talked about it. Perhaps he discusses it with his wife.
Oh, I see.
Come, Nurse Fosdyke. No gossiping. There's all those bedpans on Zunt's ward to be emptied and cleaned.
Oh, you see what I mean, Father?
That's quite enough. And Sir Josiah, your wife is here to see you.
I'll see you later, Father. Oh, hello, Mother. I can't stop. Big business to attend to, emptying bedpans.
Victoria! What was all that about, Joss?
Oh, she's back on her woman's equality again. She's going to have to learn that a woman's place is in the home and nowhere else. Keeping the tripe works up to scratch, are you, while I'm in here?
Of course, love. Production was up 4% last week.
That makes us the biggest manufacturers and purveyors of tripe in the country. No bad, eh?
No, Joss. It's just that sometimes I feel sorry for the small tripe men. You know, the little barrow men, the one-man businesses.
That's progress, I'm afraid. Compete or die in the modern world. Do you know, I'm seriously considering putting gaslight in the flensing sheds.
That's wonderful, Joss. But I still can't help feeling sorry for all those little men. I mean, what's to become of them?
Oh, they'll find something else to do. Don't you fret. Any news of Ditchley? Did they find any trace of him?
No, love. Only a slightly singed packet of French photographs and a keyring from the Cleckheaton Cabs Club. No one knows if he's living or dead.
Well, be sure of one thing, Becky. If he's living, the Fosdykes will hear of him sooner or later.
Shut it, you lot! Shut it, shut it! And shut that barrel organ up while you're at it. One way. Right. We're all here because we're being forced out of business by them flaming Fosdykes. I've only sold 2 pennyworth of putrid tripe this week. How about you, Boyle?
Same here. I've had no trade at all. How can I sell 3-month-old tripe when Fosdyke's selling fresh stuff?
Yeah.
Something's got to be done or the small tripe men will disappear.
Or worse still, we'll have to get jobs.
No. We've
got to come up with a plan to destroy Fosdyke and
hold
then...
It. Hold it. That fella there is taking in every word you say. I reckon he's a Fosdyke spy. Well,
grab him! Right, into the canal with him.
No, you ignorant brutes. You need me.
What do we need you for? And who are you, anyway?
My name's irrelevant.
I don't like foreigners.
No, you fool. My name is Roger Ditchley.
Who?
Fosdyke is my arch enemy.
Ooh.
He's deprived me of my rightful inheritance and seeks to dominate the tripe markets of the world.
We know that. Our problem is, how do we stop him?
Listen to me, you loutish oaves. I have the perfect plan. If you will do everything that I tell you, within a month, we will wipe the Fosdykes off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
episode 12 of the Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Turner as Rebecca Fosdyke and Philip Lowry as Joss. Miriam Margolese was their daughter, Victoria, and David Threlfall, their son, Tom. Christian Rodskier was Roger Ditchley. Other parts were played by Christopher Barr, John Dougal, Sally Grace, Nick Maloney, and Nick Revel. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.